Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
Oh, you're ready for a big decision on Steph Diggs, Keefe?
Yeah, I've already made up my decision.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Always ready. Who do you think I'm going to decide when it comes to Steph Diggs?
I think we made the same decision.
Yeah, I think we have.
I think
it's the only decision at this point.
I would be outraged if they cut him.
I would lose my mind. No!
No, how dare you, Nick? He can't be gone.
It's a rockier start than I was expecting.
Uh-huh.
Again, it's now June, so mm-hmm. at least we can turn the calendar. It is now June, but no, I'm not getting rid of Steph Diggs. Not for any of this stuff. Not yet.
Well, me neither. But it sounds like it's in play. I mean, Bedard is like... I'm happy Bedard finally moved off of we're all just bored making stuff up and just filling time.
Why is anybody talking about this?
He did acknowledge it's actually not a good look, and he left the door open 1% or 2%. 1% or 2%.
1% or 2%.
That Diggs could be off the team.
Hmm.
You're going to hear Mike Giardi coming up. He was on WEEI Afternoons late last week. Giardi left the door open for a potential move. Chris Curtis had some interesting info this morning that we'll pass along in his lead. That the big guy, Robert Kraft, not happy with what went down last week. And,
oh,
Keith,
boy.
We cannot show this on Twitch. Don't you dare show this on Twitch, Terp.
Terp, don't even think about it. I know what you're doing, Terp. Don't think
about it. Too many revelations in the video.
Yeah.
But there was another Cardi B, Steph Diggs video last night where she's...
Nice.
Well, how would you describe
that, Keith? She pulls out her breast and she's juggling them.
I mean, there was some of that going on, but I was not as focused.
Does Terp
on that
know
going
how
on?
To pixelate things? Can we put the video up and Terp can just kind of pixelate it? But yeah, another video. So that's
where she's
good because,
just kind of shaking her backside and digs his face. He's giving a couple of taps.
Yeah,
slaps.
Love taps.
Love slaps.
Love slaps
is what they were.
Yeah, spanks.
Yeah, spanks. Thank you. That's the word.
It was, a little bit of spanking was happening.
So that was going on.
Consensual spanking.
Yeah, I'm assuming that was going on yesterday. Is he going to be here today? OTAs, by the way, are open to the media
busy
today.
Last night. Seemed a little busy. Joe's also, I think this was a direct shot at you.
Which one, though?
The Cardi B posting this video because this is in direct conflict to you spouting off this Daily Mail report that she was mad at Steph Diggs. She didn't look mad at Steph Diggs in the video.
No, she looked quite pleased with Steph Diggs in the video, actually. She looked very happy. But
that's another L for Daily Mail.
Well, no, that's not true. Maybe she was mad and they made up.
Maybe they did make up. Maybe they did.
They were doing something.
Yeah, they did.
You think there's any chance Diggs is here today?
No.
Me neither.
Doesn't feel like it.
I don't think so.
Well,
so,
he's recovering. He's rehabbing the knee.
Well, I don't know if that's what the Patriots want him doing.
Well, kneehab.
He's rehabbing her backside is what he was doing in the video I saw.
It's all right.
Again, don't you dare air that.
But they're a loving couple.
Well, yeah.
I think so.
Right today.
I get that.
I don't know about late last week.
Power
today,
couple?
Yeah, they're a power couple.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So we want your thoughts all day long here on Jones and Keefe. It's a big decision on Steph Diggs. Have they made up their minds yet? Is the door open?
But if
for
they
a move?
Caught him, that'd be insane.
It would be
insane.
People, I don't want to say people would riot. But people would be upset. We talked about this on Friday. Ken brought up the question. He's like, how do you think fans would take it? They'd be pissed. I think they were more excited about this signing than anything else the Patriots did this offseason.
I don't think that's even...
Way more excited than drafting Will Campbell.
It's not even up for debate. And it's funny because
Milton Williams. You're like, okay, Milton Williams.
Milt the Stilt.
Ton of money. Good for him. We like Milt the Stilt.
Yeah.
How many casual Patriots fans really even knew him? You know Steph Diggs.
Oh, people were very... People like Steph Diggs. I would say they liked him before they signed him. And then the second they signed him, they loved him. That's what happens, right? Yeah. Every player that's on your team, you like more. As soon as they leave your team, actually, that guy was never really good. So the excitement for Steph Diggs was there. It was an overwhelming position of need. So they went out there like, they got this guy. So like Carlton Davis, Robert Spillane, you know, Harold Landry. I think individually these are all, you know, good signings. And you add them all together, that's good for the defense.
Right, but
I'm not buying a Robert Spillane jersey.
No.
If you get a Steph Diggs jersey, you get a Steph Diggs excitement, like a real wide receiver one, people are fired up about it. And then if a month into it, you cut him, and who knows what the reason would be behind it, like the public reason would be. But the thing that everybody would point and connect the dots to is a video on a boat. You'd be like, you cut him for that? So, like, why even bring him in?
So, yeah, I think people in totality were excited for the money spent this offseason and that they landed a bunch of names.
Yeah.
But they weren't individually excited for any of the, like you just said, I'm buying a Robert Spillane jersey.
Well, even when you're...
I wouldn't buy a Robert Spillane t-shirt jersey. I'm not even springing for that. So, no one's...
Or like a Robert Spillane hat.
No.
A wristband?
No one's excited for any of that. But...
Socks?
Diggs got people excited. So people would be pissed. There's no doubt about
it. I think also like your first round pick where you're usually really excited about, it's a lineman. So a little bit less excitement, right? It's not like last year where free agent class wasn't the best, but you got Drake May. So you're like, all right, here's some excitement. I agree with you. The single most, or the player people were the most excited about, not even close, was Steph Diggs.
Do you think that's why they haven't cut him? Because they know how popular of a move it was?
I think it's also because of how big of a need it is. And you sort of heard about like, all right, he was available for the price you got him at for a reason, right? He is coming off of an injury. He's probably not going to be ready week one. You know, he's a little bit older than maybe some of the other receivers that moved as well. He has bounced around. This will be his fourth team in 4 years, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So there are all of those things going on. But if you remove him from the team, what does your wide receiver room look like? And tell me again how different it is from last year where it was the worst in the league.
Unless Kyle Williams is a stud.
Kyle Williams and Mack Hollins.
Or Mack Hollins is going to light it up. It's no different.
So, yeah, I think it's more that than just fan backlash, is my guess.
617-779-7937. That's your phone and your text number for Jones and Keefe. We're back. I'd say we're back on land here on a Monday, Keefe.
We are.
We never really left land. We were over water, though, on Friday.
That's true.
Over water, it was chilly.
Feel the wind in our hair.
We were in Newport, which is just, you know, very, very fun.
Yes.
But, you know, it's good to be back in studio.
Home game
with our feet on the ground.
Yeah.
You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat there. Again, do not go to Twitch to see this new video from Steph Diggs and Cardi B. Terp, don't you dare.
Yeah, come on.
Don't even think about it.
No.
It can't be shown. And watch on YouTube. You can chat there as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. This is Chris Curtis. This is his lead today. Here is what Chris is hearing on all of the events from last week involving Steph Diggs. This is this morning on the Greg Hill Show.
Nice.
Over the weekend, got some info about the Patriots. A couple things of note regarding Steph Diggs. The big man, as in RKK, very unhappy with the events of last week.
Okay.
Went to the top of the organization. The wide receiver room is the rudderless room of the organization. Part of the agreement with Vrabel and the Patriots and Steph Diggs before signing him to the roughly $70 million deal was that he would be rehabbing here and a presence with the young receivers in the offseason. That was what most irked Vrabel last week, which was you had Baker and others playing like idiots, and the best player on the field, the guy that would command the room, would have the respect in the ears and the eyes of the young guys, didn't have Steph Diggs to look toward.
Okay. Chris Curtis says it goes up to RKK.
Mm.
Vrabel's pissed that guys like Javon Baker are making fools of themselves, acting like clowns out on the field while Diggs isn't even out there. I don't think he's going to be here today, Keefe. Again, now Terp went rogue and did show a screenshot
Yikes.
Of what was going down there. That's professional-level pixelation, I think.
That was good. He's a wizard with the Photoshop.
On twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. I mean, if nothing else, they're conveying their happiness. I mean, the two of them do
Is it Robert Kraft friendly with Cardi B?
Well, he was dancing
around.
He's danced
with her.
He's danced with Cardi B for sure. Not, I mean, not like this.
Yeah.
But he's danced with Cardi B before for sure. Yeah, we've seen it. So, I don't know if
but I don't put any...
If Robert Kraft wasn't happy with last week, and now there's more of this going on, where Diggs is partying on a boat, with this time his girlfriend, at least.
Yeah.
But instead of showing up, and Vrabel's annoyed that Javon Baker and Jalen Polk are the first two through a drill, and they're both dropping passes.
Yeah.
Well, then they're still going to be pissed this week if he's not here today. He should be here today.
Yeah, but I also, I'm not, Baker and Polk aren't good. That's not Steph Diggs' fault. Like, I'm not blaming Steph Diggs for that. So if Robert Kraft's upset with the whole wide receiver room, you should have been mad at Elliott Wolf for drafting those two guys last year.
Fair.
And not for Steph Diggs being on a boat. You know, so I can understand being mad at the whole room and being like, hey, guys, I thought this was supposed to be better. And sort of going through each guy and being like, you know, why aren't all of these guys better than we thought? Or why are these? Then also turning to your current staff and be like, why did we decide this was the group? We have one guy who currently we can't seemingly rely on. We have two draft picks that we might have to cut after 1 year. And then a bunch of other guys that are probably all just average players. It is a glaring weak. It's the weakest position probably still. And Steph Diggs can obviously sway that. Like, you can come away with it being above average, I think, if Steph Diggs is really, really good. But we have no idea if that's going to be the case.
Okay. So should he be here today? What do you think of the wide receiver room? What do you think of the ongoing Diggs situation? Again, you can weigh in at 617-779-7937. I'm reading here from Mike Florio. Florio, I think, has had the best info on the Diggs contract from day one. We read from him right after the initial signing. I'm like, this 3-year, 70-whatever story that's out there for the contract is BS. He immediately had the numbers after that. I remember we were at the Cask for the Red Sox home opener, and we were reading from the details of Diggs' contract that said they're on the hook for nothing if he doesn't pass a physical. I remember reading this at the time. We read it on the show. We talked about it then. Basically, if Diggs can't pass his physical or if he has a setback on, I think it's his right knee, the Patriots are covered. They don't owe him a dime.
Yeah.
Not a dime. But I wasn't sure how it related to the Patriots being able to get out of the contract in general. I knew they could get out of it for anything involving his knee. Here's what Florio wrote yesterday. He says, we've obtained and reviewed the entire contract. Until Steph Diggs passes a physical, including on the injured knee, he's entitled to nothing. And that wrinkle gives rise to another question that recently became very relevant. If the Patriots decide to cut Diggs, do they owe him anything? Now, he goes off on a tangent. They're going to owe Diggs money. Antonio Brown, for instance, came to the Patriots. I think it was a $9 million deal. There was a grievance filed. I think they owed him half of it, $4 or $5 million. So they're going to have to pay him something because he's going to file a grievance if they try to back out of this contract. But they're not going to owe him anything approaching
a big number on there,
the actual signing bonus, never mind 3 years and $70 million or whatever it was. Florio writes, paragraph 26 of the contract sets forth the signing bonus. Under paragraph 26A, it's a lot of paragraphs.
Yeah, seriously, you've read all this?
Diggs gets $12 million, with $4 million paid within 2 weeks of execution, $4 million paid October 31st, 2025, and $4 million paid March 31st, 2026. So there are three $4 million installments that the Patriots owe him.
I'd prefer to get paid biweekly.
Basically, the Patriots owe Diggs nothing until he passes a physical. So once he passes a physical, they'll owe him the first four. The next four is due at the end of October on Halloween. The four after that is due next March. Okay? Florio says, in this case, the language of the contract gives the team, specifically its physician, the ability to put the kibosh on the entire contract by determining that Diggs can't pass a physical due to the ACL tear. If Diggs has not yet passed the full and physical that clears him to practice and play in 2025. And Florio says the absence of news that he has passed strongly suggests that he has not.
Yikes.
That's opening up the team to terminate the three-year $69 million contract into nothing at all. So maybe they've paid him the first four if he's passed a physical. If he's passed a physical, I'd expect him to be working out with the team and doing more than he's doing.
Right.
So if he hasn't passed a physical, they haven't paid him a dime yet. They don't owe him a dime if they want to try to back out of the contract. And so that's a very relevant piece to this too, Keith. It might be a PR disaster. Mm-hmm. And it might be hypocritical, as the Twitch chat is pointing out. I mean, Robert Kraft, what were you up to in Florida a few years ago? If you're so upset, maybe look yourself in the mirror. So it might be hypocritical for sure.
Uh-huh.
Never mind, it might hurt your team on the field. But contractually, doesn't sound like they owe him a dime.
No, they have their ways out of it. But like, that'd be like, okay, great. Now you have this money. And they're like, what are you going to do with it? right? Like, so I'm not saying they can't get away with it. And so basically, if there's an opportunity for them to get rid of him, like, fine, they can do it. But you're still left with the same receivers without him, right? Like, that's the whole idea of getting him. The whole idea of people getting excited that you signed Steph Diggs was there might be an improvement at the wide receiver position for the first time in years. And now if you're like, oh, we have this loophole where we don't have to pay him, great. That helps you and, like, your financial team. But the fans are going to be pissed off still, because it's not like you're replacing him with somebody else. Who's out there now that you're going to go out and get? Like, you're left with nothing. Well, so
Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper.
I mean, at this
still out there, huh?
Yeah, I What's think so. I don't believe he's signed. Yeah. There was a time where I was, championing Amari Cooper. I don't know that I was pounding the table for it. But at this point, I'd say, boy, if he still hasn't signed, what does that guy possibly have left? But, I mean, names like that. Is Keenan Allen still out there? I don't think he's signed either.
Oh, is he still out there?
So there are names.
Yeah, but okay.
The league doesn't want those guys.
I was going to say, it's pretty clear at this point.
This is how you got yourself into trouble with Diggs in the first place. No one else wanted Diggs either.
Yeah.
And so you wound up working out a deal with him, but the rest of the league was telling you they don't think Diggs has much left. If you move off of Diggs, they don't think Cooper or Keenan Allen have much left. Like, on some level, and we'll get more into this, you're responsible for this, meaning the Patriots and they weren't aggressive enough at wide receiver, and we were begging.
Yeah.
We gave you a ton of names. We did a top five Friday or whatever on all the different receivers we wanted.
There's a lot of them out there.
There were so many options, and they got none of them. You wound up with this guy. Like, on some level, that is your own fault. You get what you deserve.
They offered Chris Godwin reportedly a good deal, and that was kind of it. They weren't in on all these other guys, and they didn't really go for much. DK Metcalf, Debo Samuel, those guys went for relatively nothing. Cooper Kupp didn't sign like a monster deal. There were a lot of guys available this offseason. Nobody was perfect, obviously, hence why they were leaving their teams. But you got Steph Diggs. I think we all kind of talked ourselves into that, even if he wasn't going to be ready week one. I think there was a bit of excitement around that. Great for Drake May specifically. And now we're hemming and hawing about, you know, whether or not he's even going to make it to preseason.
Do you think the avalanche of speculation that he might get cut last week, and we just played you a clip from Bedard, Giardi, Breer, I know has done some of it, others as well. Do you think that avalanche of speculation about Diggs and his roster security was trying to leverage him in any way to get him to show up today? Like, hey, we don't like what you're doing. By the way, your roster spot's not safe. Get your ass here. Like, do you think there's any of that? Like,
it's possible, but I think
if he's here today, I'll applaud him for it. I hope he's there today. He should be there today, but I will wonder, were the Patriots trying to leverage him in any way to get him back out there by leaking that his roster spot may not be safe?
It's possible, but I think he also knows that it is safe. Like, well, it should be safe. Like, talent-wise, it should
be
safe.
You think he has the leverage because the receiver room is so crappy?
Yeah, yeah. Be like, all right, who needs who more at this point? Now, I do think Diggs does need the Patriots because there wasn't a lot of teams lined up for him. He did sign this deal for a reason, right? Like, there wasn't a better offer for him. So I'm not saying it's a completely one-sided relationship, but I think if Diggs walks away, he can, like, really rehab himself, prove that he's healthy, and maybe jump on with another team at some point. Maybe it's, you know, week five or whatever. He joins another team. Whereas the Patriots are really going to be left scrambling with, you know, Kayshon Booty as their number one wide receiver. So I think Diggs knows that. Also, I think if you push any of these big personality players into, hey, you got to show up to camp, like, that doesn't always work.
No.
That can backfire.
I mean, look, based on what we saw on Cardi B's Instagram, I'd be surprised if he's here today. But I'll applaud him if he's here. He should be here today. So I'll give him credit if he shows up, whether they leveraged him or not. They scared him into showing up, whatever it is. He should be here today. I hope he's out there. Wouldn't wager on it, but I hope he is.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear from Josh McDaniels live today, 11:30-ish, on Jones and Keefe. Rich Keefe also has a Dork Minute we're going to get to.
Yeah, big Dork Minute.
11:45-ish, an avalanche of Netflix announcements.
They had like a whole live show. They had a big to-do over the weekend. A lot of TV shows and movies on the horizon.
So we have that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up next hour as well. All your phone calls in the meantime, 617-779-7937. This Diggs drama drags into a second week. Should he be here? Will he be here? What do you think of the latest on Diggs and his roster spot? And how would you feel if the Patriots moved on? We'll get to all of that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.